Hello, family. Welcome to another great episode of The Pulse. We are so excited today. We have so much good news to share with you. This is, first of all, episode 97 on December 3rd, which is 12-3, which I could not let today pass without sharing one of my favorite verses, Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you, and through you all the nations of the world shall be blessed. That was God's promise to Israel. And, you know, this is a house that does bless Israel, that does stand with Israel. And God has continued to live out that word within this house. And we're going to share some incredible testimonies about some kids that were rescued through this incredible ministry. We've got some testimonies off based on the counter that episode 2 dropped last night. If you missed it, go back to YouTube after the Pulse, not right now, but after the Pulse, go back and watch episode 2. Man, you guys, it was so good. We have over 23,000 views on that episode. On episode 1, we also have 63,000 views on, or sorry, we have 63,000 views on episode 1, 23,000 when you actually click the link in the analytics. It just hasn't caught up there. It says 21,000 there. It's actually 23,000. So listen, we are so happy that this is a show that God put on Pastor Troy's heart over a year ago, and now we are seeing the fruit of it, and people are just eating it up, and they love it. And we got so many comments last night of, hey, this is what the church needs to be talking about right now. And if you know Pastor Troy, and if you know this house, this is not a house that shies away from talking about the tough things. And speaking of Pastor Troy, I'm actually sitting in his chair right now. This is a place of honor, and we miss him so much. He is traveling in a frozen tundra, but I believe he is joining us right now somewhere at the North Pole. I don't know. There he is. Are you?
Somebody. I didn't think you were ever going to get to me.
I know.
Listen. I was like, oh my God, I'm freezing out here.
Well, we were supposed to play a video, but I was like, you know, we got to get to Pastor Troy quicker because.
No, it's not that bad. I'm just teasing. It's okay. I'm so happy to see you. You look like you're in a very warm place right now.
Not to make you feel bad, but we're actually kind of hot in here. So we're turning the air up in this room.
Sister, it's cold where I'm at. I'm actually in Denver, Colorado right now. I'm here for an apostolic council and prophetic roundtable. I'm here with Cheon and Robert Henderson and, oh gosh, who all else is here? I'm sorry, Dutch Sheets is
no
here
way.
With me. Yeah, he's here. Anyway, we're all doing our thing. And dude, there's so many ODX partners here. And they're like, dude, I got to shake your hand. I love you so much. I'm part of your family. And I'm like, yeah, are you really, man? Tell me about that. And so we have so many friends here, so many people from the ODX family. I just want to say thank you to everybody that shared the drop of episode 2 last night. How many views do we have?
We have 23,000 views so far on episode 2.
And that's like, what, 16 hours or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, listen, get that thing and share it and watch it and help us get the word out. And friends, we are having so many people that are helping us in the fight to rescue kids by signing up at odx.tv. And we're so grateful for it. It's guys, the hand of the Lord is upon it. And the favor of God is upon it. The blessing of God is upon it. So I don't know. I just want to say a great big hallelujah.
Yeah, man, we're really celebrating because just before we went live, actually, like literally minutes before, we got a text from Tia, from our team over there, that she told us that since last night, we have had over 194 new signups for ODX Stage 1, 64 Stage 2, 17 Stage 3, just since last night. That's crazy.
Let's go, man. That is absolutely craziness. Well, I'm so grateful, guys. And for all of our new friends that have just now joined the ODX family, I bless you and say welcome to the fight. And I hope that you enjoy the literal thousands of hours of content that is on ODX TV. But I also hope that you can rest in the knowledge that you are truly helping us rescue boys and girls.
Yeah.
In every single way, man. Redemption is alive because Jesus is alive and his church is doing the kingdom stuff. So I bless you guys.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we bless you, Pastor. I know you're out there roughing it in the cold. So we could let you go inside now.
Yeah, I gotta look at this, man. Look at that.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is nuts.
Makes for some good.
Oh my gosh.
Listen. What do you got? What do you got, Luke?
I was going to say, throw a snowball at Luke.
You want some of this? You want some of this, man? You don't want to mess with me. Come here, boy. Where are you going? My God. He's running off.
We're going right. Rogue with Pastor Troy.
Guys, I love you guys. Sharon, I love you. And I'll call you guys blessed. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, we will talk to you soon, Pastor. Stay warm.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
That's hilarious. Well, yes, as Pastor Troy just mentioned, we have a very special guest today that we are so excited to have in studio. We're going to bring her in just a second. Sharon Boland. She's a friend of this house. She's been on before. And if you don't know about her, then just buckle up, guys, because you are going to love her. She is a powerhouse in every sense of the word. She also has a new book called Let's Pray, 60-Second Prayers for America that she's going to be talking about. And she's just released this book. Have you officially released it? Just this week has officially released a book, but God is already doing crazy, crazy supernatural things. I like have chills just thinking about it. So I can't wait. We're going to share all that with you in just a minute. But first, want to do a couple quick announcements. First of all, Rebecca, how are you?
That looks so much fun where Pastor Troy was. I wish I was there with him.
I know. Well, actually, the cold, it's a little too cold for me. And yeah. He said it was actually really hard for them to get there because the sleet and all the things.
Oh, well, I hope that they are spending time together, him and Leanna. They need it. And
yes.
Sometimes getting away is what you need. And I'm glad Luke's there to help him.
Keep him in line. Throw snowballs at him, apparently.
I know. Well, we have a lot of people tuning in. And I was so excited to hear of all the ODX. But we have our ODX partner, Sarah Spencer. We have Pablo. We have Michigan, South Africa. We have Florida and Montana. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time watching the Pulse or logging in ODX.TV, we want to encourage you to partner with us. There's so many ways that you can partner. You can mail. You can call us. If you're like, you know, I don't know how much to give. I love our people that are 24/7 waiting to pick up the phones.
Yes.
And you guys could call us at 877-413-0888. Mm-hmm. If you are just tuning in, God is moving in so many ways. Yeah. We've just had new rescues. We help children. We don't just help them, but we set them up until college, and we still help them when
after
they get
that,
older.
Yeah.
And now they become rescuers. So I just want to encourage you, if this is your first time mm-hmm. tuning in, your seed is being planted in fertile soil, and I just see what God is doing, and we're seeing the fruit of it, and we're seeing the promise of the Lord come alive. And Pastor Troy and Leanna,
it's so cool because I saw a comment actually on the counter last night during mm-hmm. you know, during the episode. First of all, I want to encourage people, when you watch, comment, because we're always on there chatting. Pastor Troy was on there, but I saw a comment saying someone said like, oh, well, you rescue kids, like, do you have proof? And I'm like,
wow,
watch any of our shows, mm-hmm. come to any of our services, we have proof every single week.
Yeah.
Of new rescues. We're going to show a picture in just a minute. Actually, why don't we show her now? Do we have mm-hmm. a picture of Stella?
Yes.
Our new rescue. Mm-hmm. This is a little girl that we rescued last week. She came out of a horrible mm-hmm. situation where her mom was essentially killed in front of her, and her stepfather had taken over. I believe he was the one who mm-hmm. murdered her mom, and she was in a really unfortunate situation, was not being taken care of. Horrible things were happening to her, and now she is rescued. So you guys want proof, whoever that was, I don't remember your name. Here's proof. And this is proof from just this past week. But you know what? We have stories like hers every single day. Mm. We have a team. Actually, Rebecca, you're going tomorrow to Mexico, to the border.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the team in Mexico.
Yeah, so we, I believe Pastor Troy told us that they've been going for 30 years. I've been here for 10 years, but every time I've gone, they've been feeding. Pastor Troy was doing it for the first couple of years, going down there feeding. We go to different schools. We go to the, it's right by the border. So it is Brownsville, but the border's there. And we go in there and we teach them about Jesus. We give them Christmas presents. We sing to them. We
get to
worship with them. And then this time we are crossing the border and we're doing the same thing that we do in Brownsville.
Wow.
We do a big food outreach in the main city of Brownsville in that square. And we get to be the hands and feet of Jesus as people are crossing the border. People cross daily.
Yeah.
And we've seen miracles, signs, and wonders. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in Mexico. He's doing it there and here. But when you cross that border, something shifts. And I believe that we're going to see just great things. And I just can't wait to see what we've been doing on this side. We get to do it in Mexico this time. So
that's
I'm very excited.
It's so exciting. I mean, we do work again all over the world, mm-hmm. within the States and within Mexico, mm-hmm. and literally in Asia, Africa, like
everywhere.
all over. We also have a team that's going to another place in Mexico to throw a quinceañera for some of our rescues, because a lot of these girls that we rescue are 14. Are 13, mm-hmm. Are 15 or 16, and they've dreamed of having a quinceañera, and they never mm-hmm. had a family to do that.
Party,
And so it's really a huge testimony of God's redemptive story
in their life.
And we get to go, and we get to take them shopping, and we're going to have the footage, and I cannot wait to see it.
That's my favorite.
It's going to be so special.
To be able to see, because 15, for us in our culture, it marks like when you become like a woman.
Yeah.
And it is expensive, mm-hmm. and to be able to be just have that dream come true for those little girls that maybe they thought they were never going to get saved. Look at what God has done and to see the redemption part of it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that.
Man, me too. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're new to this family, if you're new to this ministry, just know that when you join ODX, so, you know, I saw some other comments asking, okay, why is there a membership fee? Well, listen, we not only need, you know, we produce all of this content, but we do media so we can rescue kids. So it's not about the media. It's not about, you know, just raising up this whole media like outlet where we can just create more TV, more TV. We do all of this so we can raise funds to rescue kids.
And we don't just rescue them. We actually feed them. We clothe them. We send them to school. We send them to college. They get married and then they become rescuers and then they get to do that with other children. So it's not a one-time thing.
No.
Pastor Troy, when he says and he rescues, he literally adopts you, gives you his name, gives you his birthday, and he literally treats you like his own child. Yeah. And that's what we do. We don't just rescue them and put them in a room and, hey, get help and get, no. We literally get to take care of them each step of the way until they get adult, until they're adults.
I love it. So just know, if you joined us as an ODX partner, you are now a rescuer. Amen. You are now helping us do this work. I can't think of a more important or something closer to God's heart than saving children and redeeming them. So it's a blessing that we get to do that. And we get to do it with lots of our friends. And we have, the Lord has brought us some incredible ministry partners along the way. And our guest today, Sharon Boland, is one of those. As she is such a powerhouse. We're going to bring her on here in just a minute. But before we do, I want to show you guys just a little clip of The Counter Episode 2. If you missed it last night, this is a little clip of what you're in for. And again, let me remind you, after the Pulse, you got to go back and watch Episode 2 of The Counter. And then if you haven't seen Episode 1, you might as well watch Episode 1 as well. But take a look at this, and then we'll be joined by our good friend Sharon Boland.
The devil was trying to stop the bloodline from getting to Jesus. Seed war began when the Lord prophesied against the devil, saying, hey, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head through the seed of the woman. So he set landmines all throughout history, all throughout the blood of people. It really troubled me when I'd read the Old Testament, for example, and see God wipe out entire villages of women, children, animals. And I thought, what is wrong with this picture? He's fighting for humanity because that was a Nephilim bloodline.
A quick question. If the Lord hadn't saved humanity, Noah and his family in the ark, what would have happened?
Well, the bloodline would be polluted. So what took place is the devil was trying to stop the bloodline from getting to Jesus. And because of that, God had to counteract it. He had to counteract it by standing up and starting to kill these things off.
Ah, so good. Just a little taste of episode 2 of The Counter. And we have some friends joining us. So that wasn't one of the Nephilim that we were talking about in the video. And I just got something in my eye. So I have a little dust situation in my eye. Okay, there we go. We're good. Anyway, I didn't want you to think I was trying to give you like a secret code by blinking over and over. No, anyway. Oh, okay, so listen, we are so happy that Sharon is joining us today. She was once an international runway model. God radically changed her life. Now she dedicates herself to preaching the gospel, revealing the miracle working power of the Holy Spirit and drawing people into an intimate relationship with Jesus through her ministry. She is a prophetic voice. Man, she is fearless, and the Lord has taken her to some incredible places. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, glad to be here. Miss you, Troy, but you know, you got a great feeling in shape.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you. You know, I just mentioned that God has brought you to some really incredible places, and I love the rooms that the Holy Spirit sometimes allows us to walk through in rooms that we wouldn't have, couldn't have even planned, you know? And I think for you, I would love to hear about, I know I saw on social media, you were just at Mar-a-Lago. So tell me about that. I mean, all that you were there while releasing your new book, Let's Pray. I mean, the timing of that you were invited there. So talk to us about what happened.
Yeah, I was so excited. So America First Policy Institute was founded 5 years ago by Brooke Rollins, who is our Secretary of Agriculture. And I was invited to come because their Biblical Foundations arm of that organization really loved these 60-second prayers because, you know, we had the commercials running on Newsmax and Fox right before President Trump's, presidential election.
So
we was putting it into a book, and they said, hey, could we just get that book, and we would like to give it to our members. So come to Mar-a-Lago. We're going to have two days of meetings, and we'd like you to come. So it was awesome to see what God did and the power of one-minute prayers. Now, think about it. One of the things that they were addressing is, you know, I wrote 31 prayers. So whether there are 28 days, 30 days, or 31 days in the month, we got it all covered. And so no matter what day it is, like today, December 3rd, you just open the book and go to day three.
So cool.
And if we all go to the same day, mm-hmm. we are all praying all across America the same exact prayer every single day for America, which is so powerful because that's what we need. And it's the you know, one puts 1,000 to flight, 10,000. Yes. Well, what's going to millions are going to do, right? I mean, you think of the power and the same prayer for the country every single mm-hmm. day. How amazing is that? But then I, after that trip, I came home and I got a call from the Biblical Foundation's director, and he said that Brooke Rollins loved the book so much that she was taking 25 copies and giving one to each of President Trump's cabinet members.
Wow.
Which that is, to me, over and beyond what I would expect.
Incredible.
So for them to even have this and know that this is right there in President Trump's domain, mm-hmm. right? He's yeah. got his 25 mm-hmm. close cabinet members. And to know that we can pray 1 minute a day. These prayers are pre-written. I have scriptures added. And you can pray this every day for America and the different facets mm-hmm. of America, whether it's Supreme Court, the White House, education, child wow. trafficking is definitely in there,
wow.
Abortion, and the list goes on and on. But those prayers are already written out. You just have to read it and pray it every day.
I love it because it just makes it so easy. You know, I think sometimes when we get before the Lord, I mean, there can be a lot going. As a mom, even I'm just thinking when I'm sitting before the Lord, I'm like, I already feel like I have my list of like, yeah. God, okay, I'm praying about this. I'm praying about this. I'm seeking you about this or this, you know? And it's like, it's so important for us to be praying for our nation. And I love just having something as easy as this. I mean, first of all, it's also beautiful, by the way, Sharon, like the yes. interior yeah. of this book is gorgeous. I don't know if I've ever seen a book that was like actually color beautiful. On every single yeah. page. But it is essentially like a devotional. And I love, so the day eight, prayer for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow.
And it's just a short prayer and it guides you through it. And it has also like the scriptures.
Right. So you can actually pray those scriptures and add to the prayer. And that's what I want people to do. I want them to get so acclimated that mm-hmm. you take those scriptures and you add it yourself and you can pray those scriptures.
Yes.
And then we also have inside, and I'll hold this up. You can see right here, there are some... this is the Star Spangled Banner. So it's a little history of the Star Spangled Banner.
Goodness.
And then the national anthem. Did you know that the national anthem ends with a question? Most people don't realize the national anthem ends with a question. Why? Oh. So I give different facts throughout, like the Statue of Liberty. It's in this book, this one,
that's
this copy.
That's so cool.
The Liberty Bell, some prayers of Washington, Lincoln, mm-hmm. and different facts about America that shows you we were founded on God.
Yes.
And we were founded on prayer, and we have to continue. We're about to come into our 250th year, which is huge.
Yeah.
So you think about 250 and what that means for a nation. And do you know it is a known fact that when a nation reaches its 200th birthday, it begins to decline. So you think about 1976 when we were 200 to today and how we have really declined morally. We've taken prayer out of school, Bible out of school. Christianity is under attack. Our foundational truths are under attack. Our liberties.
Islam is on the rise.
Right.
Meanwhile,
Islam is on the rise. So we really need to come back to being one nation under God.
Yeah.
And God expects us to pray because how did our nation even... come to be? How were we birthed? By prayer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it was
so
by
good.
Prayer.
Going to a museum of the Bible, one of the things that stuck out to me the most there is one of their exhibits where they fly over. It's like a ride and you kind of fly over all of Washington, D.C. and it shows you where etched actually in stone are scriptures all over our capital city. And it's so important because like literally scriptures are in stone. It is written in stone. This is what, you know, so many people these days try to take God out of everything, even the founding of our country. And I love that, like, that is something that it cannot ever be. Like, we need to be getting back to this. And I also just think, I mean, how much, when you think about if the administration was different right now, what would the response, how different, you know? It's totally the Lord's timing that God put this on your heart for this time, for such a time as this, with this administration, because it's being received on soil that will actually receive it.
Amen. Absolutely.
And we'll see the power of
Absolutely. It. And Pastor Troy was with me. We were at the White House several months back and, you know, just praying in front of the West Wing and making those declarations on the soil.
Yes.
And making declarations that America is coming back to God, praying for our president and the protection of our president and the cabinet, protection of our nation, and God moving on the hearts of our judicial system. We really need judges that will stand up for truth and not be compromised.
Yes.
So a lot of that, to me, is really within this the pages of this book, coming back to God, showing you how important it is for us to have God as our center. And a lot of Americans do not even know the history.
Yes.
We don't know these. So I put everything short because, one-minute prayer is pretty fast, but even these facts are very short.
Yeah.
But it's enough for people to go and evaluate for themselves and go and look into it and hopefully find out more info about our nation because we are truly rooted in the Bible, in the principles and morals of the Bible, and in prayer.
So what gave you such a passion and a heart for this direction specifically? You know, because so many people have so many different, there are so many different types of ministries and ministries geared to different things, but I can even tell when you're talking about it, like the history side of it and the importance of sowing prayer into our nation as a whole.
Well, you know, my father's testimony is one of the best. He was raised Hindu and at 11 years old, he was contemplating reincarnation. And I don't know why he was thinking about that. He was so young. However, he was fearing the afterlife. And so one day he came home from school and someone was canvassing the neighborhood and they slipped a little tract printed in the United States of America under his door.
So where was he living?
He was in Guyana. We were born in Guyana.
Oh, no way.
British Guyana. But we, our ancestry, my great, great, great grandparents are from India. So they migrated to Guyana under British rule.
In Latin America?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Guyana. My gosh, I've actually been there. Yeah. That's so crazy.
South America.
Okay.
A lot of Indians live there. Anyway,
no
so
way.
He was and a lot of Hindu.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Because, you know, most of the Indians came from India. They're Hindu. So he wasn't sure what to do. He thought, what is this? So he reads this tract and for the first time, he reads about Jesus in heaven. And he ended up the next day, instead of going to the Hindu temple, he went to a Protestant church, sat in the very back, heard the gospel, didn't talk to anyone. And as he was leaving, someone at the back gave him a little New Testament and Psalms. He came home and he opened up to one of the Psalms and exactly what was on his heart, he was reading. And he said, Jesus, I don't know if you're the real God, but if you are, tell me. And he said, at that moment, peace entered his room.
Wow.
And he knew that quickly that Jesus was God and heaven was real. And no one talked to him. It was truly a conversion of the Spirit. And from that moment on, of course, he was persecuted by my grandparents, but then they decided, well, maybe he's on
to something.
Because he prayed for one of his sisters and she got healed of asthma.
No way.
So they thought they'd let him stay in the house. But he eventually got into the ministry. My dad was a Latin and a French and a mathematician, and he taught in a university. And he was so brilliant, but he also had an operatic voice. So they still play his music.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the first tenor to sing in America from Guyana.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had all this going on. And so he would be invited to come and sing. And they didn't know he could preach. And then they found out my dad could preach. So we got sponsored by a church and came here legally. I want to emphasize that. Because legally is the way to go. And, you know, I remember being just a little girl, seven, 8 years old, when we came to America, and my parents were studying to be citizens.
Okay.
And they would go through these books and had to study the history of America. And I remember my mom and dad talking to us about it. And the day that they received their citizenship, they were so proud.
Wow.
And they came home and we all cried like, we are Americans. And my father was so proud to be an American. And he would only buy American-made cars, American-made anything, because he loved America. And he felt indebted to America because without our country, that little tract would have never sailed across the Atlantic and landed at his home. And that was the beginning of really the seed that was sown in my heart to love God and love America.
That is so cool.
I love that.
Wow. I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea that was part of your story. I know Pastor Troy talks, you know, with such love and admiration for you and your dad.
Yeah, he spent many, many times, he and Troy were together talking about numbers, of course. Uh-huh. And Troy loved my dad and my dad loved him. And it was a really wonderful time that they had together. But I feel like that just coming from another country and really coming to America and feeding America like my dad did, the word, because the word had come to him. So he was able to give back to this country. And now that he has gone home to be with the Lord, you know, that baton is in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I feel the urgency of the hour in which we are living in. We cannot take our freedoms for granted. And we cannot just sit back and look at the news and go, wow, that's too bad. We can do something about the news if we pray.
Yeah.
We can really change the atmosphere of our nation in every city. We can change the crime. It can come down. The murder rate can drop. Mm-hmm. I've seen it done in New Orleans. We used to have massive prayer rallies there every month. And crime and murder rate just went down tremendously. So there's power in prayer. And if we're all praying, especially the same 1 minute, everybody's got 1 minute.
Yeah.
Everybody's got 60 seconds.
Amen.
We can commit to prayer. We can see our nation changed.
That's awesome. Do you have like video versions of all of these? Because I could also see that being like Taylor.
Yeah, that's another project for Taylor.
No, I can totally see you just having like a one minute version you post it every day. Just because it's so easy to digest. I think that's what's so cool about this is that it's something that, like you said, everyone has a minute a day that you can pray. And how cool to know that like the cabinet members of our country could be praying the same thing. Like that is incredible.
And I'm encouraging business owners to order these. A Christian business owner should want all of their employees to know the Lord. And I think for Christian business owners, order hundreds, thousands, and get them in the hands of your employees and say, every day, I want to begin the day with whatever day we're on and pray for America every single day. How powerful of a movement if we could do this all across America and see God move in every area of our land. I think it's something that begins, again, it's just 1 minute, but multiply a minute times a million. You've got the same prayer, and it's the emphasis is even stronger if you had more voices to it.
Yeah, I mean, where two or more are gathered, and now millions. Like, let it be millions. That's so incredible.
In the name of Jesus,
So what, you know, God has brought you into, like, Mar-a-Lago, into rooms at the White House, and because you're a part of the National Faith Advisory Board.
I am.
So talk to me about, just as someone who has been in those rooms, in those atmospheres, what is the spiritual atmosphere like?
Yeah, I feel like everyone is sensing the fact that things are changing, not just in the natural, but things change in the spiritual first, right? Yeah. And then the natural is impacted. But the need for prayer, I am seeing that now more than ever, which is my forte, you know, intercession, prayer. Without knowing how to pray, you don't know how to war. So if you look around at principalities and powers, and I know Troy talks about this all the time, we know that we're fighting a spiritual battle, but you cannot just go to war with one verse. You've got to know how to swing the sword.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, there's a movie, it's called First Night. It's with Richard Gere and Sean Connery. It's old. It's like in the late
90s. I remember that movie though. That's hilarious.
So it's one of my favorite movies. I've probably seen it 50 times. But what I love about it is the spiritual side, because it's not just swinging the sword, but you have to know how to move. So your feet are equally important, right? So you've got to have balance and strategy, how to swing the sword. You have to look at your enemy, survey your enemy, know your enemy's next move, and be able to be quick on your feet. So in prayer, we've got to know how to swing the sword. So if you're not equipped with the word and you're not practicing, like to be a really great swordsman, you got to practice. You got to be quick on your feet. You have to know when to turn, when to duck, what to do. We've got to start practicing prayer. The more you practice, the better you become. And that is what I want to really emphasize, is if we can just start with 1 minute, just 1 minute, it will eventually be 5 minutes, 10, 15, and then you'll start to live the life of prayer. And that's what we want to have.
That's a so life awesome. Of prayer. When you sat down to like structure this, how did you even like know where to begin, or how did you even go about this? Was it just your own Bible study and you started writing it, or?
No, I just sought the Lord. What do I do? Where do we start here? And I began to just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help me. And the different subjects of what was really, what's emphasized in the book came to me. And I feel as though it's pretty balanced. So you have 31 prayers. But if you think about what the topics are, military, child trafficking, abortion, education,
border patrol, we've got
border patrol, ICE agents, the president. You think about our Supreme Court justices. Pray for families. Families are so important. Listen, without a family, we can't make a nation, right? So you have to pray about families. Praying for this upcoming generation. Things like that. So I have so many listed, but if you look at the contents, you'll see it in the very front table contents. But it's important that we look at that and we go, okay, this is what is important for all of us as Americans. It's not just one thing. We are all in this together. We're all Americans, and we all want to see our nation turn around.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you have some incredible like testimonies too within your own life of how God has used prayer to transform. I would love to. Are there any that come to mind? I know I'm like throwing this out there. It's inspiring hearing you talk about it in such a way, because I think sometimes we forget. I don't know. Maybe we don't forget, but it's just life gets busy. And I love how you said like prayer is one thing that we can use to change the nation. And prayer literally shifts. Like you don't know how to war if you don't know how to pray. Like I love that. And so I'm just wondering if there's anything off the top of your head that comes to mind when you think about prayer shifting something even within your own life.
Absolutely.
Well,
I began a habit. You know, Steve Hill was a revivalist of Pensacola Revival, a very close friend of mine. And he used to get up every morning and pray at 5 a.m. And he challenged me because I thought, well, if he's praying at 5 a.m., then I need to pray at 4 a.m. because I think God may hear his prayers more than my prayers at 5 a.m.
The first in line to God. Yeah, that's so good.
So I began getting up. In fact, I took one summer and I just prayed every morning for 3 months at 4 a.m. And my cousin Gita, who Pastor Troy knows, she would join me and we would go to the old Texas Rangers ballpark field. That's where I had my first crusade when I met Troy.
No way.
And we would drive out there at 4 a.m., turn down the windows, blast our music, and walk for 1 hour and intercede and pray.
Wow. That's
and so
cool.
That started my habit of getting up at 4 a.m. And it was not easy to do it 7 days a week for 3 solid months, but we did
it. Wow.
And so when I began to do that, I realized breakthroughs were happening in my life, and I was getting more connected to God, and my prayer life was increasing. So after that time, it just was a habit for me. Even when Grace was born, little girl, she's 22 now, but I would get up at 4 a.m. and I would get in that closet.
I was going to ask you if you still did that when she was little, because I was curious.
I would get in that closet. I would pray, and I would just seek the Lord. And it's not easy. You know, people say, oh, get up at 4. It's not easy to get up at 4. No. Especially when you go to bed at midnight, like I do most of the time.
I'm like, I can't imagine. I'm a late night person. Oh, gosh.
But what I found really helped me was just praying in the spirit.
Yeah.
And then you become alert. But you know how many times I was in that closet and the Lord would show me the faces of children, whether that be Africa, India, South America, wherever. And he would say, I want you to pray for the kids right now, these children that are suffering. And I know a lot of them were being trafficked. You know, a lot of them were being abused. And I would be interceding in that closet with tears for these kids because I would ask the Lord, what do you want me to pray? What's on your heart? Wow. And so I began to do that. And then I just would notice that things just started changing. And the power started coming and things would change. And if Grace was sick, I would lay hands and she would be healed. I mean, things were happening like that. And this is kind of funny for people that love animals, especially dogs. she has a dog, which is my dog because she's in college and I have to take care of the dog now. So her dog's name is Teddy and he's just a tiny little 5-pound peek-a-poo. And he was leaping over the couch one day and missed. And what he did is he dislocated his shoulder and his leg. And he was in so much pain. He would not move. He was in excruciating pain. And he would just, you know, whimper. And we had to take him outside. So it was really tough. Well, the vet said they were going to have to amputate.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
And so
that's crazy.
I said, okay, listen, we're not going to have a three-legged dog. I promise you this dog's going to be healed. Wow. I said, I need 2 weeks with the dog because they were ready to do surgery.
You're like, give me two weeks.
That's so great. I put the dog in the prayer closet. Oh. And every morning when I'd pray, if I felt the presence of the Lord, I would lay hands on the dog.
Amen.
After so 2 weeks, mm-hmm. the dog just walked out of the closet.
Oh my goodness.
Grace came home from school and he was completely healed.
I love
that. So the power of prayer.
Amen.
Is for everything, even your animals.
Yes.
God will use it.
I love that.
I know.
My husband, there's a story of him when he was little and they had like a pool in their backyard and mm-hmm. they were in Florida and like lizards or whatever. And there was a lizard that was injured and he laid his finger on the lizard because he wanted the lizard to be healed. And he said the lizard was healed. So I'm like, I love that. Go. But I love that faith for our animals mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And I just feel led to encourage people mm-hmm. who are watching right now, put your testimonies in the comments. I want to see, a lot of times we ask for questions. And if you have questions for Sharon, feel free to put your questions in the comments, do three little question marks and we'll grab those. But if you have testimonies of how prayer has transformed your life or you've seen healing in your own life, our faith gets built up when we hear the testimonies of mm-hmm. those around us. And so let's just have a little testimony party today. You do?
As you're saying that, I'm literally like, I could feel the Holy Spirit and I just want to start crying like a little baby. But as you were saying to remember prayer, I remember my grandma every time we would go through a hardship and we're little or we're sick, he's like, knees. Prayer and knees, and in Spanish, rodillas y oración. She would always say knees and prayer. That's going to make you get through it. But I'm remembering because you know how I am very just forward and I go and I jump things and I'll do it.
Yep.
But I'm remembering how I drove by the land that we wanted. And it was like, you're crazy. Like, why are you driving by the land all the time? Because I know, and Anne is a testimony. She knows.
Yeah,
and
you
know,
wanted that house.
And they're like, no, you're not, you know, the house is out of your budget. And I would go to the land before they even started breaking land, you know, putting the foundation,
building the neighborhood
and everything. Yeah. And I would go at 6:30, 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. I would tell you.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, why are you going again? I'm like, let me be.
Let me go.
Bye. And pray. This is what I want. And Troy's like, if you want something, pray for it. And then, anyways. And we did that. And the builder one day saying, hey, who are you? And I'm like, hi, my name is Rebecca. I'm just praying for the land. He's like, that's amazing. He's like, well, if you believe it, God will give it to you. Well, we just signed on our house today.
Woo!
And God gave us a land. And we showed up. People might thought I was crazy showing up in that land. But as you're saying that, waking up in the morning, just randomly driving up there, declaring that this was our land and pouring oil over it, we did that. God gave us a land that we asked, and we didn't stop praying.
And even at the price that you prayed for, because originally it was listed for a certain price, and she said, you said, like, we need it to drop $50,000.
And we waited.
And it's a brand new neighborhood. These, like, gorgeous houses, they're not going to drop it. Like in the earthly, you know,
in the eyes of men, it will not drop because of the whatever.
And so you walked away from it.
We walked away and then we're like, let's just wait. We did, right? Yep. I was a bit sad. I'm like, let's just wait. The Holy Spirit's like, let's wait. And a month later,
they dropped it 50,000.
But I am, I can testify, like you saying, waking up early, going after it. God hears your prayers and there is power in prayer. And I'm just remembering my grandma as a little girl. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to fast. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And it's like you said, in a busy schedule as moms, especially with two little ones, you could easily forget. And Pastor Troy reminds us in his sermon series of remembering of how God has brought us and what he can do, but also the practical application of just stopping and praying.
Have you ever considered that the greatest gift you can really give someone is to teach them to pray outside of knowing Jesus?
Yeah.
Do you realize that prayer will touch every facet of your life?
Amen.
So if you know how to pray, right, you could pray in an airplane. Mm-hmm. You could pray in your car.
Yeah.
You can pray for someone that has an emergency situation in a supermarket. You can pray for someone in a hospital. You can pray over your finances.
Amen.
You can declare over your job. But it's when you know how to pray, it truly does impact every facet of your life, and it changes the dimension of how you live. So if we're not beggars, we don't hope God's going to answer. We know God's going to answer. And so when we pray, we don't say, oh, Lord, we come into it with
authority.
Knowing and taking our authority over situations. Lord, your word declares. That's why I put the scriptures. It's not just praying out of your head. Pray the word. Lord, this is what you said. Your word can't return void, so it's got to happen. Oh. If you said this, right? If you said you are a wall of fire and glory around me, if you said no evil shall befall me or plague come near my dwelling, then that's what I am declaring, and I am safe, I'm shielded, I'm protected. If you said you will give me a long life and satisfy me with your salvation, my life will not be cut short. It will be long. And you speak over your children. You said the blessing will go from generation to generation. You know, I used to pray with my daughter since kindergarten. I would drive her back and forth to school. Every morning I was praying, tell me a verse, Grace. This is what we're going to do. And I prayed Psalm 91. She had it by memory. Every morning, the same thing over and over. So you can feed this into your children as young moms, because a lot of moms are out there like, how do I get a hold of these kids? You teach them to pray, and you pray in front of them. And you then they will pick
it
up.
I'm laughing because I tell my son, if you could talk back to me, you could definitely learn a verse or say a prayer. So you're not going to get off the car until you pray. And he looks at me, well, Dad, and I'm not throwing my husband under the bus. You know, we get into these normal routines of getting donuts, McDonald's, whatever. I'm like, you're not going to get off the car until you pray. And I'm like, pray right now. And my 4 year old, he's like, I'm ready. And it's so, and we know, I mean, we go back and forth with our prayers, and I love it because it shifts something with their attitude changes. Something changes in the car from whining or complaining. Something just shifts. He's like, okay, I'm ready to have a good day, Mom. And I let him get off the car.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I love, cause I always pray for my kids before I drop them off at school. And that was like the tradition. And you know, I go and we drop my older son off first, and then I bring my baby here. And so I would always pray for my older son. But then now what I started doing, and this is just within the past, like, I don't know, month or so, I pray. And then I say, okay, now you pray for your little brother and then your little brother pray for you. So I have them then pray, because it's like, okay, they've been seeing it demonstrated. Well, now you can pray. You can do it. It's very easy. It just is like having a conversation. If you can talk back to me, you can pray.
And you I think one verse a day.
Training our kids, like not just them seeing us do it, but then empowering them to do it too. And so like, this is how you talk to God. It's actually easy.
Yeah. And a lot of people I've noticed, because I have a mentorship program where I teach people how to come into their destiny, but you got to do it by prayer. I teach them how to take the word, and it's a one-on-one program that I'm doing, mentorship, discipleship. Wow. And I spend an hour with each person every week, and I help build that foundation. I'm telling you, I've been doing it for 2 months, and I am seeing transformation in their lives. People that are so afraid to open their mouth and say a prayer because they're so scared, now they can speak the word. And you know, the word, if you think about it, everything was created by words. Everything you see, God spoke, and it came into being. If there were no words, there would be nothing here. God said, and then it was. Well, it's the same for us. We speak, and then it will be, because God's word will not return void. So we have to see that prayer is really God's word in action. We are taking God's word, and we're sending it out into the atmosphere, and we're taking down principalities and powers, because whatever you're facing, if you know enough of the word and you know how to pray it, you know what to use in the moment, in the crisis that you're facing, you know which weapon to pull out, you know how to take down that enemy, and we don't back down, and we do it in authority. That's something I've noticed that people pray a lot with this insecurity or I hope God answers, but you have to know that God will answer. That's where your faith comes in. So we have to pray it with faith too. Very important.
I'm so stirred up. I just want to go out and
just start praying.
Crazy, like talking in tongues and go out there and pray, because it just, it activates something within you that's already in us. We just have to practice, like you said, practice it and go and do it. And so where can people sign up for the,
Your mentorship
or buy your book.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
That's an individual basis. So they'd have to go to my website and send me an email. The email is right there. It's contact at SharonBoland.com. And then my assistant will contact them to see about scheduling. But that's, I feel today people don't really get that discipleship that they need.
Yes.
So somebody comes into church and it's great, but they need to really know, how do I live this out? How do I really do this? Wow. And how do I become strong? And for me, you know, I was going through a life and death situation in my 20s, which I had no choice but to get into the word and memorize scriptures. Wow. But in doing so, I've realized now my prayer life went from 30 seconds to hours because I learned how to persevere. So I'm taking what I've learned and pouring into so many others, because what did the Lord say? He said, make disciples. Yeah. He didn't say just get them saved. You got to make disciples. We've got to multiply what's inside of us. We've got to have other people doing it. And the more that we can get others encouraged and filled, we'll have a greater and stronger army to fight this battle with.
Man, it's so good. And I really do feel like this book is a weapon. Like
it is.
This book is a weapon that anyone can pick up.
Even our children. I love how you said there were short things about our nation that we could teach them.
It's so good, Sharon. And what would be like your, you know, when God put this on your heart and, you know, you talked to us about sort of what inspired it, but what is your prayer or what would be like your dream as far as the fruit from this?
I would like to see this book go to every American that loves this country, God-fearing Christian, and let them get it in their hands and give it to their families so we can start, and I feel the anointing on this, we can start raising up the next generation and building this legacy for our nation of prayer. We were founded on prayer, and we can only sustain by prayer. We can only continue by prayer. It's righteousness that exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. Well, how do you get righteous? You pray.
Yeah.
You got to pray. The more you pray, everything changes, and the more righteous you become because you begin now to fall in love with God. Amen. And as you said that word, activate, I love that word.
Yeah.
What's within us is activated. Mm-hmm. So we have the indwelling spirit, but we get carnal. But when you pray, it breaks down the wall and it activates the spirit of God on the inside of us. Amen. The anointing starts to flow. And what my goal is to see our nation come back to prayer. We need to pray for America every single day.
Yes.
And that our next generation comes up, our children, you know, young kids can pray these prayers. Mm-hmm. It's for every age, from a young to old. But if we're all doing it across generational lines, I believe we will see a massive move of the spirit in America because, you know, my heart is for revival. And we want to see this nation have a great awakening.
And I feel like the stage is set for it. I mean, really, in this time, it's so exciting to have, even to have you here as part of the National Faith Advisory Board, you know, to have someone who is a voice in those places. And even the fact that National Faith Advisory Board is a thing in this day and age is so incredible. And I'm so excited. I feel such a sense of anticipation for what is in store for our country and how the stage has been set. And I just feel like there could not be a more perfect time for this book, truly.
Well, I want to ask, so day 12, when we get to the 12th of the month, this one is prayer against human trafficking. I want you to just read that so you guys can get a glimpse of what these prayers are like.
Day 12?
Okay, prayer right there.
All right. Prayer against human trafficking. Father, I pray today for the innocent lives of those who are being trafficked. I pray that you would provide a way of escape and supernaturally move by your spirit. Protect these precious lives that they have been taken captive against their will and let their oppressors be convicted and brought to justice. Raise up more men and women who have a passion to bring trafficking to an end and who are brave enough to fight for freedom of those who are enslaved. Let the sound of freedom movie ignite the fire in all who see it to pray and take a stand against this evil. Your word declares in Luke 8:17 that nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed. Nothing is covered up that will not be known and come out into the open. Wow. Let all who are involved in this horrific crime be exposed and let the evil of the wicked come to an end. Psalm 7:9, have mercy, O Lord, and hear the cries of the children to be set free. I pray that you will hear, and answer speedily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray that.
Amen. Wow.
Powerful.
So powerful. And I love that you have the verses next to it. Psalm 82:3-4, give justice to the poor and the orphan, Lord, uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. And man, I mean, you know us, this is like our heart is rescuing kids. And so I love that that is even a part of this. That's even woven into this book.
It's so powerful. Man. You can just feel the Holy Spirit over all of it. Thank you so much.
It's so good. I don't know. I know Pastor Troy was here. He would just bless you so much in this. And I'm so thankful that you are here and that you have really received this download from the Lord for this, for such a time as this. Like, I just feel like you are like the tip of the spear in these rooms that you go into. And this is like, this is your weapon. And it's so, so cool. And I'm so excited to see what the Lord is going to do in you and through you and the fruit of this.
It's awesome. All of us. We're all in it together. And like I said, it's a weapon. It's a tool for all of us to use and for all of your viewers, they need to contact you guys, get these books. You guys have boxes and boxes coming.
Yes, we do.
So let us know, you all that are watching. We want to make sure that this ministry, you know, is able to get this book into the hands of I hope and pray thousands upon thousands of people that need to be praying these prayers. It's that important. And I think even people that are watching that are business owners, you know, order tons of these books and give them out, you know, to your employees, give them out to people, you know, we can start a movement for America with just 1 minute.
Yes.
It's the power of 1 minute.
Man, imagine if like anyone who like started working at the White House, this was part of their like opening packet. That like, hey, thanks. I'm glad that you're working here. Take this book and this is how you start your day. Like it's so awesome. It's powerful. So thank you so much for sharing this with us. And Pastor Troy, as you said, we did buy a bunch of these books. And if you're coming to our New Beginnings conference, Little Birdie did tell me that I believe it's not 1000% confirmed, but I believe that these are going to be a copy of this book will be in your packet as part of your goodie bag for the Heart of David conference.
Wow, we're ready.
So we're still working out those details, but a little birdie did tell me that. So one of just another reason to come here and join us for our Heart of David conference in January. Tickets are on sale for that. Man, guys, it's going to be crazy. We've been in meetings the past couple of days for the conference, and it's going to be an incredible time of the prophetic. Sharon, I hope you could be here for it.
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. We would love to have her.
Yes. Good. You and Grace. Yes, what?
You want her to pray?
Oh, yes, for sure. I would love to end with you praying because I did see a couple of prayer requests coming through.
All right.
People asking for healing, even for some of their animals. And clearly you have an anointing for that as well. So, and you know, I've been seeing just some other comments of people that are struggling with very real things. And so...
Can we answer one question, though?
Yeah.
So we have Brenda Egwin. She said, what is the best way to teach someone that doesn't believe in prayer?
That's good. So first of all, we got to make sure that they're converted and they've accepted Jesus in their heart. And if I'm assuming this person is saved, right? But they've come into the Lord, but they don't pray. So what I would do is ask them, you know, if you're in a crisis, what do you do? You know, and we have to explain to them and show them how there's a spiritual battle. Everything we're seeing, we're fighting principalities and powers. And then I would just tell them, you know, how about we just start with a really simple prayer? And if they don't believe, have them find a problem that they're dealing with and lead them in a prayer for that problem and see what happens. Yeah. Because if you keep praying over that, God will answer it.
Amen.
And that's what I would do. I would get some of the biggest challenges they have in their life and say, okay, you don't believe in prayer? I'm going to pray over this and I'm going to let's see what happens with this. And I think once they see that prayers are answered, they're definitely going to want to start praying.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. So good. So good. So let's end with you just praying for people. And I don't know, my faith is stirred. I just feel like I love, you know, that we took the time to share testimonies today. And I pray that your faith was stirred up and you felt just refreshed from this time and empowered really. And actually quick, before we do that, Sharon, where can they get your book?
Yep. So they just go to my website, SharonBoland.com. Mm-hmm. But I would love for them to just bless Troy and this ministry. So I would encourage everybody to order it from you all.
Yeah, I don't think we have it up on our website yet.
Yeah, but when you have it up.
But yes.
But they can order from us, but or just thank wait a couple of days. You guys get it on your site. And, you know, I want to be able to bless you guys as much as we can. And I just want to say this for those of you watching, just support this ministry. This is like amazing. I've known Troy Brewer, he says 30 years, not quite 30, but anyway, I've known him for a long time and we go way back and he's part of my family. And I just want to encourage you all that you really support this ministry. We're coming on to the Christmas season and there are so many children that he rescues. And I hear his heart. I sit with him alone. I'm on phone calls. I see him a lot and I know that this is what's heavy on his heart. And you have to be called to do this. Everybody and anybody cannot do this. So I just want to encourage you all as you're watching and you're listening to these podcasts on a regular basis to really, really support this ministry. We are helping to save children. And these are kids that can't help themselves. But what a reward you will get in heaven for being able to rescue a child and how important this is to the Lord. So just know that you're partnering with a ministry of integrity and they really do what they say they will do. They keep their word. And it's hard to find ministries like that today. So I just want to encourage all of you to please sow and sow generously.
Thank you so much, Sharon. We love you so much. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be here and share this with us. I'm really excited to have my copy.
I know.
I'm really excited. You're like, so I'm taking this. I know. So yeah, let's. Why don't you send us out in some
right.
prayer?
I will. Lord, we just thank you so much for this time together. We thank you that without you, we know we can do nothing. We thank you for the ministry of prayer, the greatest ministry, the ministry of intercession. We know that Jesus, even here on earth, you prayed all the time, and your power came through your prayer life. So I thank you today that those that are watching, that they would be so encouraged. They would be filled afresh with your spirit, that they would have a fresh fervency and fire, even going through difficult times. I know the holiday can be difficult for so many who have lost their loved ones or are going through a time of discouragement. We pray that the joy of the Lord will be their strength, that you will turn their sorrow and their mourning into gladness, that you will turn things around for them. I pray that they will have financial breakthroughs, miracle signs and wonders, heal their bodies, those who are sick. We declare your healing virtue right now. You sent your word and healed them. So we send your word, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Mm. We send your word by your stripes, yeah. they are healed, that they'll be quickened in every part of their body today. Their bones are coming into order. Mm. Arthritis is being healed. Cancer is shriveling up and dying in their bodies right now. We speak life and quickening power, the Holy Spirit, to that heart, that that heart will be strong. Blood pressure is coming down. Diabetes is being healed. We declare right now, even memory loss, your mind is coming back. You are being quickened in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, O Lord, that there is no limit to your power. There is no limit to prayer. So we praise you and glorify you. We thank you that you will bless this wonderful staff here at Troy Brewer Ministries. You will bless Troy, the work of his hands, everyone on this team. We pray, O God, that you would give them clear vision and direction for next year, because you have so much that you are getting ready to do in this ministry. Thank you that you're increasing the reach. They're extending their tent pegs. You are about to do a new thing, Lord. The curtain is about to be rolled back, and they are going to see the supernatural hand and favor of the Most High God on this ministry. God, you have called Troy. You have given him a vision, and everyone that holds up his hands also will get that reward. So we thank you for the staff. We thank you for the partners. We thank you for everyone that supports this ministry. May they be blessed and super abundantly, because your word declares you are more than able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond everything we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So we thank you for abundant blessings, and we pray, oh God, that this season of miracles will truly be that for every single person that's watching today. They will experience the miraculous, wonder-working power of God in every situation of their lives. Every family member that's lost will be saved. Every sickness and disease will be healed. And we lift up America. We know that you have birthed this nation to be a nation that is a shining light to the other nations of this world. We pray, oh God, even in this time of great divide, you will bring us back to becoming one nation under God and being the United States of America. Use this book, oh God, only you can do it. Use these little 60-second prayers to make a huge impact into this land. And may we come back to our knees and acknowledge you as the Lord and Savior of our land. We love you, praise you, glorify you, and we thank you for the blessings to be called Americans and to live in this country. Yes. Bless Israel. We know that that's our sister nation, and that is a nation that is so dear to your heart. We call a blessing upon them, and we pray, oh God, that as we go through this holiday season, that you will fill us again with a fresh infilling of your spirit, that we will experience the birth of Jesus in a new way and fall in love with you all over again. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Wow, that was so good. Yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. So powerful. I saw so many of our friends online saying amen and just agreeing with you as you were praying. And I just want to encourage everyone to go to Sharon's website, check out all of the different things that she has there, including her mentorship program, and including this book, Let's Pray, 60-Second Prayers for America, that you can do just little devotionals once a day for every day of the month. Please pick that up. Don't hesitate. It's a beautiful book, but also just a really powerful tool that you can use in your prayer life to help steer your prayers and your heart for this country. And so excited to see what the Lord is going to continue to do. So thank you, Sharon, so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's great to have you. And thank you for every single person joining us today. I want to remind you, we have an incredible service tonight. We have Wednesday night service. Rebecca's going to be leading us in worship. It's going to be an awesome, powerful time. And please don't forget to also be here on Sunday. We have Rod Parsley, who's going to be in the house on Sunday, right? This upcoming Sunday?
I think it's Chris Lee.
No, Rob Parsley is this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rob Parsley is on Sunday. So make sure you're here on Sunday at Open Door Church. And you can always tune in online here. We'll be live tonight at 7 p.m.
And pray for our pastors.
Yes.
Yes. Good travels.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And our pastors are traveling all over. We've got teams and your team that you're going,
out to. At 5 a.m. So
guys,
prayers,
be in prayer. Yes. Be in prayer for our teams going out to Mexico, to various places in Mexico. Our teams all around the world are kind of being dispersed this week. So please keep us in your prayers. We love you so much. And until next time, we call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. We'll see you later, guys.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.